This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. The BJP-led NDA has secured simple majority in the 2024 Lok Sabha elections by winning 292 seats. Results of all 543 seats have been declared. The INDIA bloc has bagged 232 seats and is ahead on one seat. Others have won 18 seats in the lower house of parliament. The BJP alone has won 240 seats. Telugu Desam have secured 16 seats and JDU 12. The Congress secured 99 seats, Samajwadi Party got 37 seats, while Trinamool Congress 29. DMK managed to win 22 seats. Prominent candidates who have won include Prime Minister and BJP leader Narendra Modi from Varanasi, Union Ministers Amit Shah from Gandhinagar, Om Birla from Kota, Arjun Ram Meghwal from Bikaner, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat from Jodhpur and Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya from Guna. Prominent candidates who have lost include BJP leader and Union Minister Arjun Munda from Khunti, Smriti Irani from Amethi, National Conference leader Omar Abdullah from Baramulla and PDP leader Mehbooba Mufti from Anantnag seat. In Uttar Pradesh, results of all the 80 constituencies has been declared. Samajwadi Party has won 37 while the BJP has won 33 seats, Congress 6 and Rashtriya Lok Dal won 2 seats. Apna Dal, Sonelal, ADAL and Azad Samaj Party, Kanchiram, ASPKR have won one seat each. No BSP candidate managed to win the election in the state. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has won from Varanasi, defeating Ajay Rai of Congress by a margin of more than 1,50,000 votes. Rajnath Singh of BJP won his Lucknow seat by over 1,35,000 votes. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has been declared elected from Rai Bareli seat, defeating BJP rival Dinesh Pratap Singh by a margin of over 3,90,000 votes. Akhilesh Yadav of Samajwadi Party has won by more than 1,70,000 votes in Kannauj. Smriti Irani of the BJP has lost to Kishori Lal of Congress in Amethi and Ajay Kumar of BJP to Utkarsh Verma Madhur of Samajwadi Party in Kheri. Menaka Gandhi of BJP has also lost to Rambhual Nishad of Samajwadi Party by a margin of over 43,000 votes in Sultanpur constituency. In Bihar, election results of all 40 Lok Sabha constituencies have been declared. The BJP and the Janata Dal United have won 12 seats each. Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal, Radha Mohan Singh, Giriraj Singh and Ravi Shankar Prasad are among winning BJP leaders, while Congress candidates Manoj Kumar, Tariq Anwar and Mohammad Javed have won their elections. Lok Jan Shakti Party, Ram Vilas, has won 5 seats, Rashtriya Janata Dal 4 seats, Congress 3 and CPIM ML has won 2 seats. Hindustani Awam Morcha secular leader Jeetan Ram Manji won from Gaya seat, while the independent candidate Rajesh Ranjan alias Pappu Yadav has won the Purnia constituency. In Delhi, BJP have won on all 7 seats. Basuri Swaraj won from New Delhi seat, beating Somnath Bharti of AAP. Praveen Khandelwal secured Chandni Chowk seat, defeating Congress leader Jay Prakash Agarwal. Ramveer Singh Biduri won from South Delhi. Manoj Tiwari defeated Kanhaiya Kumar of Congress by more than 1,38,000 votes. In Punjab, out of all 13 seats, Congress has won 7, Aam Aadmi Party 3, Shiromani Akali Dal 1, and Independent 2 seats. In Haryana, BJP and Congress have won 5 seats each. In lone Lok Sabha seat in Chandigarh, Congress candidate Manish Tiwari has won against BJP candidate Sanjay Tandon. Out of 5 seats in Jammu and Kashmir, BJP and the National Conference have won 2 seats each, while independent candidate has won 1 seat. National Conference candidate and former Chief Minister Omar Abdullah was defeated by independent candidate Engineer Sheikh Rashid in Baramulla Lok Sabha seat. BJP candidate and Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh won Udhampur parliamentary seat. In lone parliamentary seat in Ladakh, independent candidate Haji Hanifa has won. In Himachal Pradesh, the BJP has won all 4 Lok Sabha seats. With this clean sweep, the BJP has repeated the history of 2014 and 2019. Prominent leaders among the winners this time include Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur and actress Kangna Ranaut. In Uttarakhand, the BJP has won all 5 Lok Sabha seats in the state. BJP candidate Ajay Bhatt defeated Congress rival Prakash Joshi by a margin of more than 3 lakh votes in Nainital Udham Singh Nagar. In Rajasthan, result of all 25 Lok Sabha seats has been declared. BJP has won 14 seats and 8 seats have gone in favour of Congress. CPIM, Rashtriya Lok Tantrik Party and Bharat Adivasi Party have bagged 1 seat each. Om Birla of BJP defeated Congress rival Prahlad Kunjal. Arjun Ram Meghwal of BJP has won from Bikaner, defeating Congress rival Govind Ram Meghwal. In Gujarat, the BJP has registered massive win by securing 25 seats out of total 26. 1 seat has gone to the Congress. In Maharashtra, out of 48 seats, the BJP has won 9 seats. INC secured 13 seats. Shiv Sena Uddhav won 9. Shiv Sena SHS 7. NCP Pawar won 8, while NCP won just 1 seat. In Goa, Congress has won the South Goa seat, while BJP has won the North Goa seat. In Madhya Pradesh, BJP has made clean sweep by winning 29 seats. Shankar Lalwani of the BJP has won Indore seat by a margin of 11,75,092 votes against his nearest rival, Sanjay of Bahujan Samaj Party. In Chhattisgarh, the BJP has won 10 seats, while lone Congress leader Jyotsna Charandas Mahant won from Korba constituency. BJP candidate Brij Mohan Agrawal, with a margin of more than 5,75,000, won the Raipur seat. Bharatiya Janata Party candidate Santosh Pandey has defeated the former Chief Minister and Congress leader Bhupesh Baghel in the Rajnandgaon constituency. In Odisha, BJP has made impressive show as it won 20 seats while the Congress just managed to win single seat. BJD failed to its account. In West Bengal, Trinamool Congress has won 29 seats. Abhishek Banerjee, Kirti Jha Azad and Shatrughan Prasad Sinha are prominent winners of the party. Abhishek has won the election over the margin of over 7 lakh votes. BJP has won 12 seats. However, BJP's Bankura candidate and MOS Education, Dr. Subhash Sarkar, has lost his seat. In Assam, BJP has won 9 seats. Its candidate and Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal won by over 2,79,000 votes in Dibrugarh. Congress won 3 seats. United People's Party Liberal and Assam Gana Parishad won 1 seat each. In Tripura, BJP has won all 2 seats. Its candidate and former Chief Minister Biplab Kumar Deb defeated Ashish Kumar Saha of Congress in Tripura West Parliamentary seat by over 6,11,500 votes. In Arunachal Pradesh, BJP candidate and Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has won Arunachal West Parliamentary constituency by over 1 lakh votes, defeating Nabum Tuki of Congress. BJP candidate Tapir Gao defeated his nearest rival Bosiram Siram of Congress by over 30,000 votes. In Kerala, the Congress-led United Democratic Front, UDF, has registered a clean sweep with a clear lead in 18 of 20 Lok Sabha seats. First time in the history, BJP has opened its Lok Sabha count in Kerala with Suresh Gopi's win in Thrissur. The CPIM-led LDF has won only 1 seat in Alathur constituency. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi has once again won in Wayanad constituency. In Karnataka, out of 28 Lok Sabha constituencies, BJP has won 17 seats, while Congress has won 9 seats and JDS won 2 seats. In Odisha, ruling BJD has lost all seats, while BJP, showing its impressive performance, has secured 20 seats. Congress just managed to win lone seat. Meanwhile, in Odisha Assembly elections, the BJP has secured majority by winning 78 out of 147 members' house, while the Telugu Desam Party has secured absolute majority in the Andhra Pradesh Assembly elections by winning 135 seats out of 175 members' house. Sri Lanka President Ranil Wickremesinghe has congratulated the BJP-led NDA on its victory. Taking to social media platform X, he posted that the victory demonstrated the confidence of the Indian people in the progress and prosperity under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Wickremesinghe added that Sri Lanka, as the closest neighbour of India, looks forward to further strengthening the partnership with India. And that is the end of this news bulletin.